Mark chapter 9 paints the scene of disciples coming to Jesus complaining. Complaining that others are doing what they thought was theirs alone to do. Complaining that others are claiming the name of Jesus, which they believed was theirs and theirs alone to use. Jesus doesn't respond to the complaint the way you or I might. He doesn't call his lawyer to assert copyright use claims about his name. He doesn't threaten those who have not been personally trained by him in ministry of violating his franchise. Do not stop him, Jesus said. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. Reminds me of the story Jesus told about the estate owner and the hired hands, some of whom came at dawn, others at noon, still more at 3 in the afternoon, and finally a group of laborers show up right at quitting time. And you remember how the estate owner paid them? Each was paid the same, a full day's wages. Questioned about his wage and hour policies by those laborers who had put in a full day, the owner reminded them that he was free to do as he pleased with his money. He reminded them that they were not to envy his generosity. Jesus, of course, is talking about God. God is the estate owner. We are his laborers. He will reward us as he chooses. Well, I pull out my calculator and I add and I subtract. Effort divided by achievement. Loyalty times hours. Length of service plus what is right. And I arrive at my answer. And it seems to me like the workers who were out all day in the hot sun and got paid the same as the latecomers were right. And it seems like the disciples who tried to crack down on others doing good in Jesus' name and claiming that name as their own have a pretty good point too. And I think to myself, well, it's common sense. It's simple justice. But then I pray about it, and I see it, the missing element in my calculations. God's mathematics is not mine. His ways are so high above mine that I cannot fathom them. He is not so interested in justice as I am, but he's far more interested in mercy. He asks the question, more of what? More love, more joy, more forgiveness, more mercy, more grace? None of that is calculable according to my old arithmetic. The final answer, God's answer, is not fathomable by the calculus of human rationality. It is a bountiful grace, a gift given by a God who simply has no interest in how the numbers add up, but whose interest is always how much he can love and how much he asks us to give of ourselves. The answer of a gracious God, a God who is simply too merciful to keep score, too loving not to forgive, almost too good to be true. The good news, the really good news, is that that same one will, on the last day, add up my accounts and yours, not according to our math, but according to his love. That same one who thankfully will be more inclined towards mercy than toward justice. We have caught a glimpse of the one behind the ultimate answer. And our hearts leap for joy that it will be his arithmetic and not ours which will decide our ultimate, our eternal fate.